Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Paula is looking for a second date update with a guy named Lee. Hey, Paula.
Hi, how are you?
Doing all right. So take us through this. First off, how'd you meet Lee?
I met him on Match.
Okay.
I like Match. I know it sounds weird, but I do. I enjoy the online dating process because I'm just an open person.
I think it's good. I think it's about time that goes mainstream anyway, because for so long it had such a negative stigma attached to it.
Yeah, it did. And I mean, honestly, you meet some really fabulous people if you're not picky, if you're just out there.
If you're not picky, you'll do great.
I mean, like, if you are not putting them on pedestals, but if you're open to blue collar, white collar, short, tall, if you're just a person that has a good well-being about themselves, happy, just want to go about in their life as positive, I'm cool. I can hang out with you. We can chat. Who knows if it will lead into romantic things, because we already put these, like, boundaries on people and stuff like that, put them in categories.
So you don't place these expectations where it must be this type of person, he must look like that, he must do this for a job, it must be instant chemistry from the get-go. You're just kind of riding with it, and hey, if I make some friends along the way, that's fine too.
Exactly. And you know, like I said, good friends, it may not lead to anything more than that, but hey, I met somebody that I can go to this concert with because they really like that, instead of, you know, meeting some people that just are very in their own rigid ways.
Got it.
You know?
Okay.
I don't like that.
Fair enough. So you met Lee on Match.
Mm-hmm. And we went out and we had a great time, and I could talk to him for hours. And he's really nice, nice looking as well. You know, I really appreciate everything that fell into the package. Like, ta-da! I was like, okay, cool.
Good.
But I haven't heard from him. It's like silent.
What would you guys do on the date? Do you do dinner?
We met up for lunch at Melt.
Ah,
that was really nice.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah. Daytime dating is really good. I mean, it gives you more time to hang out, more time to talk.
Yeah.
And also without that ugly expectation at the end of, like, your place or mine.
Yeah.
Right. You're not
right.
Kidding.
So that was a great conversation. Really interesting.
So after lunch, this is what I would have done. After lunch, I would have sent him a text and said, thanks for lunch. I don't know who paid. Did you pay or did he pay?
He did.
Okay, so I would send him a text and say, that was so much fun. Thank you for lunch. Looking forward to next time, or something along those lines. Did you send him anything like that?
I did send the text. And he was just like, yeah, it was real nice meeting you as well. And he was like, I'm always open to doing stuff in the future.
Hmm.
It seems kind of vague in a sense, now that I think about it. It wasn't like a definite, let's lock something down and asking me to do something again. Like,
right, but at least there was some back and forth at the end there.
Yeah, it could have been just polite.
So was that the last time you had heard from him? Was that text exchange after the date?
Yes.
And then nothing since?
Then nothing since.
All right. And you can't think of anything else because he's a great guy, great conversation. You could have talked to him all day. Nothing.
No. Not unless I am baffled. I am mystified. Honestly, okay. Don't know.
All right. Then I'll tell you what. We're going to take a break, and we're going to do what we do best. We're going to make the call.
Oh, thank you.
And see if we can put a second date together for you. And if not, we'll find out why.
Fair enough. Thank you.
All right. You hang out. Paula's going to find out what happened to Lee as Second Date Update continues next with Jeff and Jen here at Q102. Well, Paula met Lee on Match. Paula enjoys meeting guys on Match because she doesn't go into it with rigid expectations. She is open to whatever comes down the pike. And if it doesn't result in a relationship, she's actually okay with that. It's a fun way to make friends along the way. Might meet somebody that you have something in common with, go to a show with. So when she met Lee, it was kind of a bonus because not only is this guy kind of handsome, he's good looking, he's nice, he's charming, he's a great conversationalist. She said he's the kind of guy that she could talk to all day long. And they did for quite a while at Melt in Northside for lunch, over lunch one day. After the lunch, she said, thank you. That was very nice. You know, there was not that pressure to go back to your place or mine because it's during the day. There was a text, a follow-up text. Thanks again for lunch. He said, I enjoyed it. Open to getting together again sometime, but it was kind of vague, and there's been no communication since. Right?
I don't think you missed anything there.
And you say I'm not a good listener.
What?
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group. Schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC.
We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
So, Paula, unless there's anything else, we're just going to call this guy and see what happened to him, right?
Yeah, let's see.
Let's do it.
Hello?
Hi, Lee.
Speaking.
Hey, Lee. It's Jeff, Jen, the whole crew, the Jeff and Jen Morning Show at Q102. How you doing?
Wait, from the radio?
Yeah.
Oh, what's going on?
Nothing much. Somebody gave us a compliment, or gave you a compliment, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
We know someone who you've met and spent some time hanging out with. And she said something kind of cool about you. She said you are a great conversationalist, and she found you so interesting she could have talked to you all day.
All day.
This is a second date update?
Damn it. Yes, it's a second date update. I was trying to butter you up.
This can't be good.
That's funny. I don't know.
I've been out on a couple of dates lately. Which one called?
We heard from Paula, and you guys went to Melt in Northside. You remember the lunch date at Melt?
Absolutely. Yeah. I remember her.
Okay. Well, talk to us about her, because she said that after this great conversation you guys had, it seemed like there was definite chemistry for a friendship, if nothing else.
I mean, she's cool. She's everything she's purported to be, good-looking, smart, funny. I mean, we had a good time. This is, I don't know, I'm just, can I be honest with you real quick?
that makes
me nervous.
That was a quick pivot.
This is all right. This is gonna sound like real douchey, but I think guys will get it. I just don't have patience for a woman like her.
Okay. Can you be more specific?
I mean, she just basically laid it out during the date that there was gonna be no sex at all until she had been dating somebody for 6 months.
Oh.
6 months.
6 months.
You're not willing to wait 6 months.
No, for nobody.
Well,
it's not a Wonka ticket.
What was that?
I said it's not a Wonka ticket.
Well, what are you in this for, Lee? I mean, are you looking to get just for a hookup, or are you looking for a relationship?
I'm absolutely looking for a relationship, and I want to find the right person, but I mean, I'm also in the prime of my life. I mean, I just can't, I'm not giving up what a half a year's worth of pre-Viagra sex to sit around and wait on the bench for what?
Well,
what if she's terrible?
I'll tell you. You know, I get that. I really do. I do understand what you're saying there, but here, can I offer my experience?
Oh, boy.
Is that women who put a timeline on it, 9 times out of 10, they'll say that. But if there's real chemistry and y'all start hitting it off and things start to progress, I have found that timeline to be somewhat flexible.
Shame on you.
Just based on experience, I'm just saying. You don't know, Lee, really.
Look, whatever a woman tells me is what's going on. So if she says we're going to wait 6 months, we're waiting 6 months.
You take that at face value.
Tonight, we're doing it tonight.
Yeah.
You know? Look, if you're going to take the time to go out with somebody and work up to the point of being in a relationship and you're going to be honest the whole way, I'll give it to her. She was honest from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As soon as I was like 6 months, I'm like, no.
Well, this must have come late in the conversation because you had a nice long lunch there. If you hung in there that long.
I'm telling you, she was super nice, and it did come late. And the date was fine. The food was good. I'd go to Mel. I tell everybody to go to Mel. It's awesome.
All right, Paula, you still with us?
Yeah, that was cool. That's fine. That's all you had to say. You didn't have to blow me off. I mean, but if you don't want to wait, that's perfectly fine, because the person that wants me and is right for me will wait, because trust. I was
completely honest with the text that I sent.
So, no, you have not spoken to me. I sent you a text, and I said,
I look forward to having a good time in the future. I assume when we started, the six-month timeline has started.
Is that what we're using? The 6 months has started, so we don't speak in between then, and then on month number six, you're just going to, hi, it's been 6 months. Hey, you want to do it? Come on now.
I don't know. After 6 months on the shelf, you might have a whole new answer.
We're adults. I just needed you to communicate with me. That was perfectly fine. If you can't get down with that, like I said, I am worth the wait, and I know I am. Trust me.
Right, yeah.
People
I'm here to get down.
Lining up. I just want something a little more with substance, and I thought you had that, but.
Might I suggest the next time a woman says that to you, Lee, if she says, I prefer to wait 6 months before getting physical, you say, all right, I'll catch you in 6 months then.
Yeah. That's fair.
I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. Paula, all kidding aside, I completely get your point. I think that's fair.
Respect your honesty coming out of the gate with it. I think that's great.
Respecting yourself. Lee, you know, not dogging you either, man.
Nope.
You just said you're in it to get down. That's straight up.
I like pre-Viagra sex.
Yeah.
I thought that
Maybe
was.
Maybe he needs to go on Tinder.
Yeah, I'm on Tinder Bumble. Too. I'm on all of them.
Well, there it is.
That does not surprise me.
There it is. You go ahead and get your swiping on, then. Absolutely.
Well, Paul, if nothing else, we got a reason. We got an answer. Now we know.
Yes, we do know. I got a lot of answers today.
Good news is, Paula, I know how much you love being on Match. You're going to be just fine.
Oh, absolutely. I go on like 2 or 3 dates a week, so I'm fine.
There you go.
Well, good luck. Dude.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for coming on the Jeff and Jen Morning Show. Lee, thanks for taking the call, man.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. So, you want us to do a second date update, call for you. 513-749-2320 or email Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
814, partly cloudy, few afternoon, evening showers, possibility of some thunder as well mixed in, and a high of 84, 64 now. And Toria with your Q102, carryautomotive.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.